It's time for Rhema for Today.
All things are possible if you'll believe. Keep on believing what God has said to you from the Word of God. Keep on believing no matter what happens. The enemy will test you. You'll have a trouble. You'll have circumstances. You'll have situations. But if you keep believing God, you'll come through them. I guarantee you that you can ask John and Michelle and the Jensens and the Princes. And you, there's Ray and Lois. They travel Shekinah Glory. There's Vidar. All of these. I'm just using these because I can see them. I have a personal relationship with them, and I know I can use them as an example. But I guarantee you, they're all doing what God has told them to do.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. This is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
I knew when God called me to preach, Craig came to me, and I never said one word to any of my kids about ministry, but they came to me. But see, they have to have, that's their generation. Now, I got 5 grandsons. That's another generation. Thank God 3 of them work for the ministry and 2 of them are in Rhema. I don't know what God will say or do. I've said it for years. 1 or more of them will go into ministry. I don't know. I don't talk to them about it. The 2 that are in Rhema, I never talk to them about going to Rhema. I wanted it, but I ain't going to talk to them. This is where you make mistakes, parents. Each generation's got to have their own experience. Their own experience with God. It's the truth. Your kids and grandkids cannot survive on your generation's experience. They have to have their own experience with God and believe God. And one of my grandsons put something on Facebook here a while back, and I sat there and read it, and I thought, my Lord, thank God. It was fantastic. Why? Because I've just preached the truth of God's Word and let it penetrate their hearts. You get your kids and your grandkids under the influence of the Word of God and let God deal with them. Now, that ain't in these notes, but the Lord brought that to me, and I said it anyway, and I ain't taking it back. Come on now. See, you've got to get to the point that you can stand and say, this is what God said. This is what I'm going to do. I don't care what anybody else does. You've noticed I will preach what the Word of God says, no matter what anybody else is preaching. I still give altar calls. And there's a lot of churches that don't. In fact, I had a minister say to me not very long ago, I said, I notice you still give an altar call. I said, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. Well, we need to make it a little more easier for people to get born again. I said, how easy was it when Jesus died on that cross? In fact, the Word of God says, Jesus said this, if you don't confess Jesus Christ before men, he won't confess you before the Father. Go read it. It's in the Word. Anybody ever read that? You know. Well, thank you, Jesus, for that extra word. You know, getting back, I got off there. Talking about my generation. I was 15. I contacted a disease in my ear, fungus in my left ear. It's incurable. Dad prayed for me, didn't get nothing. Pastor prayed for me, didn't get nothing. Finally, Dad came home after 12 weeks being gone out on in the East Coast preaching. And he said, "Son, I was praying because I was concerned because you're not getting your healing. And the Lord told me, you've heard me preach." And at 15, I'd heard him preach hundreds of sermons by then. By the time he went home, I don't know how many thousands I'd heard. But he said, "The Lord told me that you're going to have to do it on your own. You're going to have to use your own faith. You have to grow up and believe God." I did, and I'm healed. In fact, when I went in the Army, they did an ear test on me. They said, "This left ear is stronger than your right ear." And the doctor told me back there in that day, he said, that this ear would be bad. But it's not. It wasn't. Hallelujah. All things are possible if you'll believe. Keep on believing what God has said to you from the Word of God. Keep on believing no matter what happens. The enemy will test you. You'll have a trouble. You'll have circumstances. You'll have situations. But if you keep believing God, you'll come through them. I guarantee you that you can ask John and Michelle and the Jensens and the Princes. And you, there's Ray and Lois. They travel Shekinah Glory. There's Vidar. All of these. I'm just using these because I can see them. I have a personal relationship with them, and I know I can use them as an example. But I guarantee you, they're all doing what God has told them to do. But I guarantee you, they've been hardships. Am I right? They've been situations. But what did you do? You kept believing what God told you to do. You kept believing what God said. Now you use them. All of you in this congregation, every one of you, God has put you in different positions. I can look and see. I mean, even my own staff that I see sitting here. My youth workers, my associate pastors. They're in a position, but they have had to deal with situations and keep believing that God put them there and doing what God told them to do. No matter what anybody else said, you know, no matter who left the staff or who didn't leave the staff, no matter what they said, no matter how many people get disgruntled, it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of doing what God told you to do. Don't let somebody else influence you and get you off course so that you don't accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. That wasn't in the notes either, but God gave it to me and said it. Noah believed God, and he was saved. Abraham believed God, and he got a son. Moses believed God, and he got the children of Israel out of Egypt. Gideon believed God, and he delivered Israel from their enemies. Daniel believed God, and he was delivered from the lion's den. The three Hebrew children believed God and walked out of the fiery furnace. Mary believed God and gave birth to the Son of God. Paul believed God on that ship. He said, "I believe God as it was told me. This ship's going to go down, but we're all going to be saved." We could mention many, many more. But I want you to realize when God finds somebody that will believe the word that he gave them, his power kicks in and things begin to happen. God didn't tell you to follow what somebody else said. He didn't tell you to believe what somebody else is believing, what they're believing for. He told you to believe for yourself. You know, many, many, many years ago, when school was first getting started, there was a guy, a young man, came to me, and there was a family that was, the man was going to school, and there was a family, and they didn't have a car, and this guy was walking, to class every day. And this young man came to me and said, "The Lord been dealing with me about giving my car to them. What do you think about it?" I said, "I can't tell you what to do. You got to believe and walk with God when God told you to do." And so a couple weeks later, he came and said, "Well, I gave him my car because I believe that's what God wanted me to do." I said, "Well, praise the Lord. That's great. I mean, praise God." Now, he went home. I think it was for the Thanksgiving holidays. He went home. He came back in a brand new car. While he was home, there was a person in the church, and I don't know the whole story. I don't know whether it was a car they didn't need or if somebody had died. Anyway, they had this new car, and the person said, "We don't need this. We're going to give this to you." Now, there was another man in that class that heard about that, and I heard him say with his own mouth, "Well, if God did it for him, he'll do it for me." And he gave his car away, and 2 years later, he is still walking. Why? Because he was doing something because he saw and heard somebody else doing it. That's not the way God works. God talks to you. If he don't talk to you, don't do it. Anybody get anything out of this today? Smith Wigglesworth said, "There's something about believing God that will cause him to pass over 1 million people just to get to you." Believe what he's told you. Believe his word. Believe what he said in his word and go accomplish whatever it is you need to accomplish in life. Whether it's ministry, whether it's in the workplace, God needs you to minister there too.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, "Well, what in the world is a word partner?" Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.